Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Jan Luther, the director of the EFT Academy. And this EFT Academy Minty Lesson is a pre-recorded training that we did many years ago with one of the original EFT founding masters, Sophia Kaher. This call, in fact, all of these master calls, are really my way of letting you be like a fly on the wall, be able to sit and observe how people who've had a little more practice than you, by now maybe a lot more practice than you, because this is some of these calls are 10 years old, but someone who has a very specific skill in a very specific area. So the topic of this training is chronic illness and serious diseases. And again, the master teacher is Sophia Kaher. She is from Florida, and when she and I met, we hit it off immediately. There was just that soul connection thing. It was like we didn't even know we had been missing each other. I say that once in a while when it's like just that instant ping. And one of the reasons that I think we clicked so quickly is we do this work very much from a spiritual perception, right? As we bring in the holistic part of body, mind, spirit, and recognizing that we have a whole team of support on the other side of the veil. So she does her work very intuitively. She's very spiritual. Much like myself, she just tries to get herself out of the way and just follow the process and let EFT do its work. So two things that I want you to know about Sophia and the amazing work that she does even in other areas is she is the founder of the Personal Peace Foundation. And in fact, you'll probably want to write it down. It's www.personalpeacefoundation.org. And she has been a front runner in helping put together programs and trainings for our American veterans. I am proud to say that I am an honorary board member and served with her for a couple of years in the very beginning, getting this up and running. And they do amazing work with veterans and their families. So check that out and support that if that calls to you. She also is the author of a book called EFT Language. And in that book, she really just wants to help you sharpen your intuition skills, but she does it by helping you understand how to language EFT and how to kind of deliver it with more of an intuitive sense. And pretty much what we do in the EFT Academy and with the Ego Tamer stuff is getting out of our own way, making sure that we're not stamping on the people's thoughts and feelings with our own words. And the beautiful thing about doing it this way, as I'm sure you're starting to see, is the experience is so sweet. The reframes come to you naturally. They come up with their own reframes, and it becomes a much more enjoyable process of coaching. So one of the things about Sophia Kaher that she made a huge splash early in the EFT Founding Masters programs because she found that this was her skill, was being able to help people, in my language, talk people out of their blocks that were keeping them ill. And her first client that really rocked our world was called Hank. He had MS. He was on multiple medications. He'd survived cancer, back surgeries. I mean, like, I'm thinking it was like 15 or 20 back surgeries. And part of it was that he had fallen down a hay chute, if I remember right, and landed on his back. And, of course, that messed up everything. And he had been on in a wheelchair and on crutches pretty much his whole life. So as you might imagine, dealing with all of that, he was very depressed. He admitted to being suicidal. He had been on disability for 20 years. And after 4 months of using EFT to clear the traumas and the fears and all of the secondary gains, you know, I mean, he's been on disability. That's kind of a big step to be able to work through. If I get well, then what? He was out of his wheelchair, off of most, if not all, of his medications, and he was able to do jumping jacks and exercise. So, as you might imagine, early in the EFT community, she rocked our world. She really helped us see that there is no limit to what can happen, that miraculous things really can happen. So the first thing I want to do is remind you to read every word of her handout. She rather intuitively just downloaded this and typed it up for us. but there's so much meat in there. And maybe one time in the level three, I'll go through this and I'll pull out all this stuff that I can see layers and layers of deeper work that can be done. But do make sure that you highlight, underline every bit of instruction and training that she gives you in that handout, because it looks really simple, and it is really simple, but it's deep. It's really good stuff. So with that in mind, let's settle some kind of fibromyalgia and palpitations. She'd even had, I think real close to the time that this call was done, she'd had a neck surgery, and she had been working with Sophia, but not for very long. And so Sophia wanted to bring her as our example client for two things. First of all, it was really clear that she was really frustrated trying to find a solution in the healing world. She was about ready to give up, right? And she was at that place that's really, I call it that fatal pause place, where she was about ready to give up and was willing to give EFT and Sophia a chance. And so when Sophia started asking her about it, she wanted to test her and find out how close she was to being able to remove some of the blocks that were in the way of her healing. And so when she asked Kathy about it, one of the phrases that came up was Kathy said, well, you know, there's something in the way of my completely being able to step into wellness. And so Sophie reminds us that if they can't imagine wellness, there's a really slim chance that they're actually going to get well, right? We have to be able to get them to a place where they can believe and imagine first. So that PS is going to be a lot of what your first few sessions of tapping will be with a client who has such a serious issue as chronic illness and disease. So there were two things that I wanted to make sure we touched on. The first is rapport, right? It's really crucial, and Sophia modeled this, that you have a really good rapport with that client, because they're already skittish, and that emotional wall trigger, that, you know, the bridge on their moat is going to come up real quick when you say something that doesn't feel quite aligned with them. So rapport is crucial. And the second thing, and she talks quite a bit about this in the handout, is being really persistent to connect the thought to the feeling in the body, the sensation, the emotion, and then my language is their perception about that, their belief or verdict about that. So as with all of our recordings, we invite you to tune in to anything that you might be able to use borrowing benefits on for this. And of course, to especially for this one, is just observe and see how simple healing with EFT can be. So if you need to stop the recording for a minute and put together something about a physical pain or a dramatic experience that you've had with an illness, take a minute to do that. And otherwise, I'm going to turn the time over to Sophia.
Okay. I'm really happy to be here with you guys tonight. And Kathy, I want to thank you so much for being here. And before you and I dive in together, I'm just going to kind of give them the Reader's Digest version. Are you okay with that?
Oh, totally. And I'm also very grateful to have this opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to pick on you too badly. Kathy has been dealing with serious disease, chronic illness symptoms that began, goes back, somewhere between 15 and 17 years, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of those symptoms began after her divorce, which was roughly 15 years ago, when she found herself on her own to raise three children, feeling that she had minimal support. And she has experienced consistent and at times debilitating symptoms that have impacted almost every day of her life, including joint and connective tissue pain, ranging from moderate to severe, severe exhaustion, heart palpitations, and a host of other challenges. Was that pretty well kind of Reader's Digest version of it, Kathy?
Yep, that would do it.
Okay. And then there was a recent surgery, too, for that was your neck, right?
Right, kind of a culmination of a lot of the arthritic degeneration over the years. And
okay. Sorry, I don't know if I remember to mention the arthritis or not. But anyway, as everybody can see, she's really been through it. And she's been, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs for Kathy. There's a lot of, obviously, aspects and issues to be considered, both physical and emotional, because of what she has experienced. And in those years of seeking those answers and trying all these various methods to heal herself, it's gotten to a point where it's almost impossible for her to imagine being really well again. Does that feel true to you tonight, Kathy?
Yes, it feels like there's still some something in the way of completely stepping into that, yes.
Okay. So what I would say to everybody who's listening is that if you're working with someone who cannot imagine themselves in a state of wellness, the chances for them to attain that state, in my opinion, are pretty darn slim. So I don't exactly know where this is going to go, but as I work with Kathy on this piece tonight, we may find ourselves drifting somewhere else. There's also another conflict that Kathy has mentioned to me that has her kind of going back and forth between believing that she no longer needs all these challenges and that she's ready to let them go, that she deserves to be well, while there's another part of her that fears that if she does start getting better or really feels great for a period of time, that something else is bound to go wrong or something else is going to happen. So we may find it all blending together. I have no idea. This is totally off the cuff and rehearsed, so we have an opportunity to just experience the real thing here. And I'm going to ask all of you to do a couple of things. One is to tune in and test your own intuition, to see if you can kind of know or feel ahead of time where Kathy's trail is going to lead or where it might need to go. And before I jump in with Kathy, I'm going to ask that and encourage that you consider doing borrowing benefits. And I'm sure that most of you are probably familiar with it, but just in case you're not, I'll give you the quick overview here. Just pick an issue of your own and just jot it down. Give it a level of intensity. Note where you're feeling it in your body. And note what the emotion is that's attached. If you're dealing with a belief, do the same thing, but using that SOS level as 10 being an absolute truth. And again, try to connect it with a physical sensation, because some of you may not feel it at all, but in most cases, if you're honest with yourself, even if it's a heaviness, like you feel your shoulders slumping or a tightness in your neck, you're going to find something. You don't have to think about it, but just jot it down and tap along with us, and I'll check back in, and we'll see how you're doing as things go along here. So are you ready to dive in here, Kathy?
I am.
All righty. Let me just ask you if there's any nervousness at all on your part about doing this in front of all those people out there.
Surprisingly, there is a tad of nervousness, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty good about being in front of people, but there's a little bit of nervousness. I've been tapping a bit as we've been going, but
okay, that's all right. I was tapping earlier, but, you know, it's all, mm-hmm. all good. How nervous do you feel right now, Kathy?
I'd say 5.
A 5, okay. And where are you feeling that in your body?
I feel it a bit in my chest. It's a little bit mixed with caffeine, I'm trying to sort out nervous from caffeine. And, yeah, I'd say there's a little bit 5 in my chest.
Okay. How would you describe that?
Just like a, like it feels like my breath is very high up, like,
you might be a
up in the chest instead of relaxed, and
that's a little bit like constricted.
A little constricted, yeah. A little. It requires a bit of effort.
Okay. All right. I want you to just go to the karate chop with me, and let's just dive right in there so that we make sure that you get the best out of this tonight, okay?
Okay, I'm yawning already.
All righty, good. For anybody who doesn't know, yawning is a fabulous sign of releasing. So here we go, Kathy. Even though I'm really nervous. It's an effort to breathe. I feel a little uncomfortable. Why did I ever agree to this? What was I thinking? I love and accept myself anyway. Even though it's an effort to breathe. I feel all this nervousness in my chest. I don't believe I agreed to this. But I did. So I'm loving and forgiving myself. To the top of the head, I'm breathing easy. To the eyebrow point, all this nervousness in my chest. To the outside of the eye, it's taking my breath away. Underneath the eye, I choose calm confidence. Underneath the nose, I choose to breathe easy. Through the chin point, I choose to feel safe. Through the collarbone point and free to be me. Underneath the arm as I let go. To the top of the head of all this nervousness. Okay, Kathy, just relax for a second, honey. Take a nice deep breath. And tell me how that, I thought I heard you let off a big sigh in the middle of there.
Yeah, it feels easier, and what got layered into it very early on, even at the karate chop point, was the need to do it right, you know. I mixed that in, like my intention as we were tapping, that letting go of that.
Okay, do you think that you let go of that need to do it right?
I feel like it, I feel calmer. Yeah, I feel like when you said that I could be me, it's like shifting from putting on a show, which I'm a performer, so I can do that.
Okay.
To being, just having much more of an option to be in the process rather than trying to be in the process or, you know, being.
Okay. All right. So tell me how that chest feels now.
It definitely feels more relaxed, easier.
Right. And the breathing?
Yeah, also, like less drained.
So if it was at a 5, where would you say it is right now?
The nervousness.
Just guess, honey. There's no wrong.
A 2.
A 2? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you just go to the top of the head with me, and here we go. Even though I still have some of this nervousness. The eyebrow point, this part of me. The outside of the eye, that's still not sure. Underneath the eye, that I'm going to get this right. Underneath the nose, I reject that ridiculous notion. Through the chin point, I choose to trust. To the collarbone point and believe in me. Okay, just breathe for me, honey, and tell me how we're doing now.
It feels workable. I think we're down. No, really.
Okay, so we're still having a little bit of a difficult time with that. Trusting and believing in me.
It is very possible.
Okay. So here's what I want to do, because I want to see if, Kathy, if it's at all possible to help you blast through the conflict and also hopefully turn around that inability to imagine yourself really well.
Okay. Yeah, because what happens is as I pause a minute, I feel a little flutter come back, but I think I can deal with it, you know.
Okay, so but you're feeling comfortable enough to forge forward.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of fear, and I think it's
I think
exactly what you said about what might come up. Like, if I'm really present and really in that state of calm and trust, something might really come up.
Okay, well, can I make a guess? Here's my guess about what part of the fear is, and you tell me whether I'm right or wrong, okay? Because that's all it is. That's my guess. Yes. My guess is that there is a fear that you're really going to let go of this.
I admit that possibility, yes.
Okay, and what I mean by that is, you know, there's been that pattern and that whole thing that you've been going through for so long. That's definitely not a criticism. That's just, you know, when we get stuck in those patterns,
mm-hmm.
the fear of our whole life changing and all of a sudden embracing complete freedom is a little terrifying.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
Okay. So let's start, unless there's a fear or something that feels, does that fear that something else is going to come up feel really intense for you right now?
No, I think it's just exactly what you're saying. It's a flutter of my own voice in there, my own guidance, whatever, and I think it's, it makes sense that it's about what you're saying.
Okay, all right. So here's what I want you to do. So this goes to that speaks to the conflict that I mentioned a little earlier. Would that be correct?
Yes, the conflict. The other half of the conflict, I'm not sure if it's still the same as something bad might happen again or something else might happen, but there's a conflict of something resists that fully stepping into the freedom and that something is in the way,
okay.
Feels in the way of that, and maybe it is that fear that I can't trust it, but I'm not sure if that's what's in the way.
Okay. So you feel that there's definitely something that there's a part of you that is resistant to accepting complete healing.
Yes.
Okay. If you had to guess what that resistance might be about, what would you guess it to be? And if you don't know, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. No, let's see if I have a guess. Like if I imagine myself really stepping into the freedom of being well, whatever that means, but the freedom of it, at least, being all that I am, I think the conflict is that it has something to do with not fully that there have been so many stops on that.
Okay, all right. I want you to.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't have to know.
No.
That's one of the cool things about EFT. We're just going to start chipping away at this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to go right back to the karate chop, and here we go. Even though a part of me.
Even though a part of me.
Is really resistant. To accepting a complete healing. The idea of that freedom.
And there's something that part feels like it needs.
I'm sorry, hon?
That resistant part feels like it's resistant because there's something it needs.
Okay. All right. Well, put a pin on that one for a second.
Yep.
Or do you have a clue what it means?
No. I'm just throwing that out, but go ahead.
Okay, so hang in there with me. The idea of complete freedom.
The idea of complete freedom.
In some respects is absolutely terrifying.
In some respects is absolutely terrifying.
But I'm okay anyway. And I love and accept every part of me.
I love and accept every part of me.
Especially that resistant part.
Especially that resistant part.
Because I know.
Because I know.
It's working overtime.
It's working way overtime.
In an effort to keep me safe.
In an effort to keep me safe.
To the top of the head, I'm thanking that resistant part of me.
I'm thanking that resistant part of me.
To the eyebrow point, and I'm asking it for some clues.
I'm asking it for some clues.
To the outside of the eye about what we need to do.
About what we need to do.
Underneath the eye, to feel safe anyway.
To feel safe anyway.
Underneath the nose, to feel safe.
To feel safe.
To the chin point, enjoying freedom and perfect health.
Enjoying freedom and perfect health.
To the collarbone point, this resistant part of me.
This resistant part of me.
Underneath the arm, that fears freedom and wellness.
That fears freedom and wellness.
To the top of the head, this resistant part of me.
This resistant part of me.
To the eyebrow point, that thinks it's keeping me safe.
That thinks it's keeping me safe.
To the outside of the eye, I'm letting it know.
I'm letting it know.
Underneath the eye, that we really are safe.
That we really are safe.
Underneath the nose, and I'm letting it know.
And I'm letting it know.
To the chin point, I'd like for it to take on a new job.
I'd like for it to take on a new job.
To the collarbone point, that new job.
That new job.
Underneath the arm is to inspire me.
It's to inspire me.
To the top of the head, to embrace freedom.
To embrace freedom.
To the eyebrow point and feel comfortable.
And feel comfortable.
To the outside of the eye, being happy and healthy all the time.
Being happy and healthy all the time.
Okay, I want you to just relax for a second. And tell me how strong that resistance feels right now. Just for the sake of argument, Kathy, if we say that that resistance was a 10 or an absolute truth, there was no way around it before, where would you say that resistance is now?
I'd say it's less, definitely, maybe like, 6, maybe 6, 7.
Where are you feeling that in your body right now?
I'm not really feeling it, at the moment I'm not focused on where I feel the resistance exactly.
I'm sorry, Hannah, I can't hear you.
I'm not really aware of where I feel the resistance as much as I was tuning into why it, one reason it got less was that at some point early in that round, I thought of that my resistance and I, that a desire to work together instead of against each other.
Who would be working against you?
Well, the resistance was working against me. I mean, it was working for me to keep me safe. I understand that. But in a way, it was working against me.
Okay, Kathy, honey, here's what I want you to do. We're going to go for two pieces here.
Okay. It felt comforting that I was like, no, wait, I want to work with you. Well, it shifted. So no, it isn't working against me anymore.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Okay. What was so cool about it, as we were tapping before, that I felt that in my heart. That's what made a shift. That moment that I felt like, oh, we could work together. What a different way to think about it. For me, it made a connection within myself.
Okay. Let's see if we can go back again to that resistance. And I want
okay.
you to tell me, you're saying that the resistance is now not working against you.
Right.
Okay, how yeah. present does that resistance feel for you?
Okay, the resistance to being free, right, and healed.
The resistance to being free and healthy.
Okay. It feels less, it feels a little like three, or two, it feels something in my heart when I say to step into the being healthy. There's a little piece in my heart still that a flutter like which must be like a little fear, maybe, or the resistance. So it's less than a five.
Okay, so it's less than a five, but you feel the resistance is still there to embracing wellness.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just like I don't know how.
Okay, that's okay, honey.
That's
okay.
Different.
It's a different aspect, but if that's what's the most intense, if that's the strongest in the moment, that's okay, too. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I don't know how. How true does that sound to you? You don't know how to embrace wellness or be well.
Yeah, because there's habits I have to let go of. There's old ways of thinking.
Okay, so those are separate pieces. And I think it's great that you have that realization. But what I want you to do as best you can is tell me what it feels like when you make that comment, I don't know how.
I don't know how to.
Is there an emotion with that? And where do you feel it in your body?
I don't know how. No, it feels still a little bit more like there's something I'll lose, like, which is back to the thing. So there's still a little bit of the original thing. Like there's something I'll lose because there's something that is still in there that I can't let go of.
Okay.
So maybe it isn't, I don't know how. I think it's back to the original, like still a bit of that. It's not really, I don't know how. It's like that I'm afraid of, too.
You're afraid of...
I'm afraid to do that for some reason, still, a bit, like less than before, but it's the fear of doing it.
And the fear is about taking responsibility when you're well, or...
No, it's about what I have to let go of to do that.
Okay, and what would you be letting go of?
Would that be a good question, wouldn't it? I don't know.
Okay. But that feels like an absolute truth to you in the moment.
There's a fear of still there's something of letting go of. Yes, that feels true.
Okay. And that, just for the sake of argument, we're going to call it a 10.
Okay.
And here we go.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm at the karate chop. Even though I'm convinced.
Even though I'm convinced.
There's something I'd have to let go of.
There's something I'd have to let go of.
And I'm absolutely terrified.
I'm absolutely terrified.
To let go of it.
To let go of it.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
And I don't care.
And I don't care.
I simply know I'm terrified.
I simply know I'm terrified.
I'm not ready to let it go.
I'm not ready to let it go.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
To the top of the head, this fear.
This fear.
To the eyebrow point. You're trying to make me let go.
You're trying to make me let go.
To the outside of the eye, of something I'm not ready to let go of.
Of something I'm not ready to let go of. Uh-oh.
Underneath the eye, I'm terrified of letting it go.
I'm terrified of letting it go.
Underneath the nose, I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
To the chin point. But it's mine and you can't have it.
But it's mine and you can't have it.
To the collarbone point. I won't give it up.
I won't give it up.
Underneath the arm. It's working too well for me.
It's working too well for me.
To the top of the head, or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
To the eyebrow point. All this fear.
All this fear.
To the outside of the eye of letting go.
Of letting go.
Underneath the eye of something.
Of something.
Underneath the nose that I can't even identify.
That I can't even identify.
To the chin point, I love and accept every part of me anyway.
I love and accept every part of me anyway.
Okay, Kathy, I want you to just take a nice deep breath, honey, and tell me how you're feeling.
I feel like I'm ready to let go of the conflict.
What does the fear feel like?
It feels less.
Okay, stop it with
I feel like I'm ready. One of my voices says I'm ready to step into help.
One of your voices says
that
you're ready to step into it.
Where does the fear say? It doesn't feel so strong this year.
Okay.
No.
Right. How intense does the conflict feel? You said you're ready. Well, let's just dive into the conflict, okay? And here we go. I'm at the karate chop. Even though a part of me.
Even though a part of me.
May still be reluctant.
May still be reluctant.
To letting go of this conflict.
To letting go of this conflict.
The wiser part of me.
The wiser part of me.
Is letting me know.
Is letting me know.
It's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
Even though a part of me.
Even though a part of me.
Is still resistant.
Is still resistant.
And determined to hang on to this conflict.
And determined to hang on to this conflict.
I am rooting for the wiser part of me.
I am, did you say rooting?
Yep.
Rooting for the wiser part of me.
To smarten up the other part of me.
To smarten up the other part of me.
So that we can resolve this conflict.
So that we can resolve this conflict.
I love and accept every part of me.
I love and accept every part of me.
To the top of the head, this conflict within.
This conflict within.
To the eyebrow point, I'm ready to let it go.
I'm ready to let it go.
The outside of the eye, but there's this stubborn, resistant little part of me.
There's a stubborn, resistant little part of me.
Underneath the eye, that's not so sure about all this.
That's not so sure about all this.
Underneath the nose, trusting the wiser part of me.
Trusting the wiser part of me.
To the chin point as I begin to let go.
As I begin to let go.
To the collarbone point of this conflict.
Of this conflict.
Underneath the arm, I don't really think I need it anymore.
I don't think I need it anymore.
To the top of the head, I felt lousy long enough.
I've felt lousy long enough.
To the eyebrow point, so in this moment.
So in this moment.
To the outside of the eye, I'm transforming all this energy.
I'm transforming all this energy.
Underneath the eye of conflict.
Of conflict.
Underneath the nose, into a healing energy.
Into a healing energy.
To the chin point, that helps me feel safer.
That helps me feel safer.
To the collarbone point, ready to embrace freedom.
Ready to embrace freedom.
Okay. Just breathe for me for a second, Kathy, and tell me how you're doing.
I feel good, actually. I
feel actually surprised.
What I saw was that the wiser part of me, that the stubborn part of me was able to be not just, stubborn and resistant, and sort of that's a judging feeling, but that I needed to just be embraced by the wiser part, like that if it was taken in and loved and kind of, it felt better then. And that's what I experienced, that coming together of those parts in that way.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That means you're a whole lot closer to getting to that part so that you can begin to imagine and see yourself well and healthy. And obviously there's still some more work to be done there, but I think you've done a magnificent job tonight with starting to move some of those pieces out of your way so that you can let go of these other things and feel comfortable being free and healthy.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a really good movement in that direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're really
kind of excited and hopeful.
Well, good. That's where we want to have you feel.
All right. So I want you to really be aware, and I'm sure you noticed this, and in fact, I kind of, as I was listening through it, was thinking, you know what, if I was a new practitioner, I might be tempted to think that, you know, chronic illness and serious diseases is a really big, scary thing, and this just seemed too simple, right? I have to find fancy words, and I have to add mind-blowing reframes. And what she's modeling here for you is it's about persistence, diligence of digging deeper, listening to your client, and just going the easy route of just neutralizing whatever shows up for them, right? Over and over, layer after layer, all she was doing was simple EFT. And as you can see, she's sneaking up on the page. She doesn't want to traumatize this client by going right into the drama and trauma of their diagnosis or the diagnosis day, right? She didn't do a movie technique at all. She never actually even, she worked on nothing. In fact, after we finished the session, I joked with her. I said, that was the best session about nothing that I think I've ever seen, because there was no topic, right? There was no story. But every one of those beliefs and thoughts and feelings were roadblocks to Kathy. So make sure that you're finding the thought. To me, it's like I have this thought. They think of it as a feeling, right, as I feel and believe that I can't get over this, that something else will come up. Those aren't real. Those aren't issues. Those are just beliefs. So we have a thought or a belief that creates a feeling in the body. That body feeling then has words and notes about it. And all she did was she just followed through every one of those fears, all that PR, and then moved her actually into a place where she started recognizing that there was hope. First few sessions, as I probably said in the intro, that's where we got to get them. We got to get them to a place where they can actually believe that they can heal. So, review her handout. I hope you made some notes on this. There is a quiz, so we're going to ask you to complete your quiz, and we will score that for you. And as you know, with these quizzes, it's not really so much to test your knowledge of EFT as it is to test whether or not you were really paying attention. If you actually listened to the recording, if you were catching the high points of the recording, and to give you the confidence and the opportunity to really express back to us what you are aware of about maybe your beliefs about treating someone with a chronic illness or a serious disease. So, can't wait to hear your feedback.